Morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here. Morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. Independence, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
That's what they said, man. A little bit later, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B clocking in one time. You know what today is, man. Today is hump day. Welcome to hump day, man. Thank you and be thankful that you made it to this day, because so many people did not make it to this day and did not wake up in this number. So be thankful for that this morning. Today's high is going to top out right near 80. If we make it there, boys, let's chill out there. Morning. You gonna need a little light jacket or a little light hoodie or something out there. At least a long sleeve shirt. It's a little nip out there. 58 degrees. Yeah, baby. It's 58 degrees out there. I told y'all this weather was about to change, man. It's about to switch it up. Speaking of switching it up, the weather tomorrow. Tomorrow's high is gonna be right at 70. So we're gonna hit 80 today, but tomorrow's high is 70. With rain throughout most of the day, as the rain is slated to come in later tonight by 9:30, 10 o'clock, and be with us throughout tomorrow and Friday. And it's going to keep that temperature real low, looking forward and going into your weekend. All right. In the Madhouse room this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start a new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though?
Hey, nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderfully blessed.
Are you?
I am.
Who told you so?
I know so.
How you know?
I don't need nobody to tell me.
Yeah, how you know? How you
I'm
know?
I'm living my life.
Okay, that's what's
Hallelujah.
About.
Hallelujah.
I was just checking. Cause people be like, they blessed and highly favored. I said, how you know? Yeah, cause I actually said that because it's a food truck called Blessed and Highly Flavored.
That's actually a pretty good name.
Yeah, it is. And they sell a lot of good stuff. They come out, on the block with us constantly. So shout out to that young man who ran that food truck. But with all that said, good morning, Mr. Burpee.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Red Rose
City.
Good
morning.
Chester.
Good morning.
Back to Mooresville.
Good morning.
All the way back. The Charlotte,
good
America.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening, my boy?
What's up, man? Take your ass to bed, man.
I do.
No, you didn't. You was up last night, the 11 o'clock texting. Go to sleep.
Well, that means you was up too. You go to sleep.
I was on my way to bed.
Me too.
Oh, okay. I'm just
I
checking.
I just got back to the house.
You see what I'm saying?
I had another Zoom show last night.
Yeah, how was it?
It was so fun. It was really fun. It was for Penn State Berks. It's a campus. It's a part of Penn State, but it's off campus.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say
another.
Heard
regular
it.
Penn State Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Did Penn State Berks last night, and I got another one for Temple University tonight.
All right, what's up? That's what Leslie went.
Yep, she did. And it was fun, man. We did a Q&A afterwards. They were asking all kind of questions. Like, you could see them in the Zoom. They was all in their room, and some of their rooms was looking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
I saw your big dog yesterday. I saw my man Darren Big Baby Brian.
Oh, yeah. Big Baby.
Stopped through the barbershop on yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it's big homie Darius the Barber. It's his birthday today. So he had a little birthday get together early.
Yeah.
And he's going to be hanging out with me tonight on my podcast. So for Larry and Friends podcast. I got him. I got my homeboy Trills, my homeboy Zorro. And we're going to just talk about No Limit Larry and Larry and Friends podcast. Yeah, them my homies with me that was with me shooting in the gym.
They were with you in the trenches.
Yeah, they was with me shooting in the gym. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But it's his birthday. We also going to celebrate his birthday tonight, because you got to celebrate him, man, because the way 2020 going, my sister said, the way 2020 going, the way when outside open back up, ain't nobody going to be left. Damn. It's been crazy out here, man. But, yeah, man, good luck with your Zoom show and everything. make sure it's popping tonight, man. Good luck with that. And keep doing your thing. And Darren, you know, he told me to tell y'all. He said, tell Jessica what's up. She still is baby.
Hi, Darren.
And he said, so I did that. All right. Y'all know what it is, man. We got a chance for y'all to win some money this morning. You want $100? We trying to get all your filthy laundry. All you got to do is call in and tell us your filthy laundry. That's coming up right around 9 o'clock. You're out your filthy laundry. You got a chance to win $100. Also inside the Madhouse today, we got a chance for you to check out Mike Epps, his hip-hop party featuring Rakim, Dougie Fresh, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, who recently celebrated his birthday, Greg Nice, and it's all hosted by Mike Epps. It's all going to be virtual. We got your tickets for that, too, this morning. And NBA 2K21, which I finally got it, bro. I was just telling you this morning, I finally got NBA 2K21, yeah. And I finally got Madden. I didn't open NBA 2K21 yet. However, I opened that Madden. Woo, I like that thing.
Yeah, Madden like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been telling you about Madden for a minute.
Yeah, shout out to all my gamers out there. All my gamers. Shout out to all y'all, you know what I mean? My gamer tag is NoLeezy, N-O-L-E-E-Z-Y. Tag me and pull me up on your screen, son. I'm taking on all Madden contestants. I'm lying. I ain't even good yet, but I'll be good in a minute. But, yeah. You know, I just like when I first opened Madden up, I like just going through the different teams and just looking at the rosters, man, and just checking out the uniforms and seeing the detail and everything that they put into the uniforms. And this year, they took a page from, like NBA 2K20 or NBA 2K, and they got this thing called a yard.
Oh, yeah.
That's dope. That is dope.
You know, it's
kind of like the neighborhood on NBA 2K if you play 2K. Yeah. But well, you know what I found out though? Most people play one or the other real heavy. Like most Madden players, they don't really jump on 2K like that.
Right.
And most 2K players don't jump on Madden like that.
Yes,
which one you prefer?
Madden.
Yeah, I've always been into Madden because me and my brother used to battle on the game all the time. Mm-hmm. And I had to stay up on the game so I could beat him. So.
Yeah, why you didn't ask me which one I play?
Jessica, you don't play no game. What game you play?
Mario Brothers.
Exactly. All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church. I'm waiting on that PlayStation 5, though.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. All of us want our lives to count in the short time we're here on this earth. We want to make a difference and have significance. The problem is that sometimes our desire for success is often mixed with selfish ambition and pride. That's why our definition of success needs to be redefined as faithfulness to God. We glorify God by remaining faithful to Him and bearing much fruit. So how do we do that? Well, the Bible tells us we bear fruit by staying closely connected to God in our daily lives and be willing to do whatever He asks us to. God is waiting to bear much fruit through your life, but only if you remain connected to Him. Remain faithful, and you will be successful. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your morning inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom.
No Little Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 6:06, 6 minutes out to 6 o'clock. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Swizz Beatz and Timbaland have a major win on their hand with these versus battles, and everyone is always trying to figure out who is going to be next in the ring. Well, the suggestion of Missy Elliott versus Janet Jackson came up, and Swizz Beatz said something to the effect of, "I think there should be a better person." Now, he hopped on social media to clear it up. He said, "Let's be clear. I don't think that Missy and Janet is a good matchup at all. Much love to Janet. She's an icon, but I just don't feel that was a good matchup. Janet got hits on hits, but she should have a better person to celebrate with. That's all. Blessings." So that's what he meant with a better person.
Mm.
Not saying that she's not talented, but a better matchup. So we want to know, do you agree with Swizz Beatz? Do you think Janet Jackson and Missy Elliott should go up against each other in a versus battle?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, because
I understand what he means by matchup, but at the same time, he also said it's not really a competition, it's a celebration of culture. So if you're going to celebrate, you know, the hip hop and the R&B culture, who, both of these women are icons. When you talk about, you know, the hip hop culture, you talk about the R&B culture, and they both move the culture forward. So if you're really building this as a versus, but a celebration, then I think you can do it. You can do anybody versus anybody, but if you're building it as a celebration and not really a competition. Now, if it's a competition, hell no! But if you're building it as a celebration, then yeah, I think you could do Missy and Janet against each other.
No, I say no. I don't think the styles match. I understand what Swiss is saying as far as the two of them going against each other. I don't think the styles match. They have to, the verses has to make sense. I don't think Janet versus Missy makes sense. Like he said, they both got hits. They both got bangers. They both done a lot for the culture. But Janet's style and Missy's style. Missy is more of the hip hop culture. Janet is not. So yeah, I understand what he's saying.
They both make dancing songs, make people dance.
They do, but Janet's not on the hip hop
side. But dance is dance.
Nah. I don't see it.
Absolutely not. The only two things that match up about these ladies is that, the only thing that matches up about these ladies is that they're ladies. And they got hits. That's it. And the versus battle, of course, is to celebrate the culture, but it's a battle. It's a game, you know?
Yeah.
And nothing about Missy or Janet match up for this game. So I agree with Swiss Beats. It's not a good matchup at all. Janet Jackson versus Missy Elliott. Nah, not at all. They don't have anything similar musically to be able to battle it out.
Okay, how do we tap in?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
Anna is saying goodbye to her London hideaway. It is a 6,332 square foot North London mansion. It has 5 bedrooms, a home gym, a cinema room, and a 10-car garage. How much? Rihanna is listing it for $41 million, if you're interested in it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. Hashtag MHQOTD, Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know if you agree with Swiss Beats when he said that he does not think that Janet Jackson and Missy Elliott are a good matchup for the verses.
People tapped in on this and already somebody said I think Missy Elliott and Ciara would be a better matchup. Ciara got 20. Okay. And then they said they would like to see Janet Jackson and Beyonce go against each other.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, so now Janet and Beyonce, that might be.
I don't know if I would be mad at that.
I wouldn't be mad at that either, because it's like, now I'm not gonna say like a whole, it would be like a whole passing of the torch type of thing, but I think it would definitely break the internet, one, and two, it would just be good to see Beyonce sit down with somebody like a Janet, you know what I mean, and do a versus with. And I think that's maybe one of the only people Beyonce would do it, could do it with, and people respect it, you know what I'm saying? So you got any, y'all got any responses yet?
Yeah, I got the same one. I said, someone said Janet versus Beyonce would definitely be a good one. Let me see. Who else? And somebody else just put, hell no.
Yeah, I agree with that person. All right, man. How did they tap in on the Madhouse question today?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, your Madhouse Classic Throwback is up next inside the Madhouse. And, of course, we pop it off Working Woman Wednesday. Hey, ladies, we got a question for y'all today. Tap in and let us know. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
The morning turn-up is real.
Okay.
Back up and get
wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
Keep on the grind, working all week.
MVP,
you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding, working and she grind, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding.
We know. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Working Women Wednesday about to pop off, and it's being brought to you by Boost Mobile. Could you use $3,500 in cash to spend for the holidays? Why not wrap up the worst year ever on a bright note? Enter right now at power98fm.com. The contest is going to end midnight on September the 28th, and it's all being brought to you by Boost Mobile. We want you to boost the love, Charlotte, so log on our website right now, power98fm.com, and qualify for that $3,500 in holiday cash. All right, ladies. So I saw this posted on Facebook and Instagram and all over social media. I think it was about a week ago. I was on there strolling and trolling. And it was a question posed to the ladies. It said, in this day, is it okay for ladies to shoot their shot? Are more ladies shooting their shot too? And if y'all ladies are shooting y'all shot in 2020 and going further, how are y'all doing it? How are y'all shooting y'all shot? Are y'all sliding in DMs? Are y'all running up on dudes at the McDonald's and the Chick-fil-A? Are y'all tapping them on the shoulder at church? Like, how y'all letting guys know that, hey, I'm shooting my shot, that I'm interested in you in 2020? And the responses were crazy. It was a 50-50 mix. To me, it was more like 50-50. And a lot of ladies were saying, hey, I'm still traditional. I wait on the guy. I'm not going out here and chasing no guy. The guys came back and was like, it's not really chasing, you know. We're both adults. So if you like me, I like you. Or if you trying to ask if I like you, then just say something. We're adults. It's not about who did what first or who did this or who did that. And a lot of ladies said, hey, life is too short. I'm going to put my shot up. The Black Mamba mentality. I'm putting my shot up. So 2020, ladies, are y'all shooting y'all shot and like y'all going after the guy first, or y'all laying back and waiting on him to come? And if you are shooting your shot, ladies, how are you doing? So 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. Jessica, how you and your friends doing, but the ladies you associate with, you know any of them that might be putting their shot up first, or how's that going?
I think it's like what you saw, is whatever the person feels comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
If the person wants to shoot their shot, if they do, if they don't, then they don't. I think it's based off of the person.
Do you have any of your friends, like any of your friend girls that would shoot their shot first? Or are they more traditional?
Yeah, of course. I got both.
Okay.
Both that will and both that are like, nah.
How do they do it, the ones that do it?
Now, that I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Okay. I don't know. Would you do that if you wasn't with somebody, you wasn't with the guy? Are you the type of female to be like, look, I like him. I'm gonna let him know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that.
So, yeah. And what would you do to shoot your shot in this day and
age? Now, that I don't know.
You still don't know?
I don't know. No. not been in that area in years, so no, I don't know. I have no idea.
I got you. 570-WPG.
I don't have no sandals. Shoot your shot with me.
Burp, what would you like a lady to do?
Come up to me. Hey, boy.
What you want to say, Burp?
That's how I want you to cat call me. Hey, boy. Hey, little boy. And the daddy.
Is that what you wanted to say, bro?
And the daddy. What if I hear a woman say, and the daddy? Huh? Yes. That's how I'm gonna slide.
You get, I mean, not saying that you get women to slide in your DM, but would you mind?
No, I do.
Would you mind a woman sliding in your DM and be like, look, what's up?
No, I would. I can't respond, but I wouldn't mind.
What you want her to say? What's up with it?
Well, if she in my DMs, I want her to say, look, I was looking at your profile and damn! Woo, boy, that do something to my spirit right there.
And you do comedy. You do comedy on the road.
Yeah.
The ladies shoot they shot on the road. Like, do they come up to you first?
Do they?
Yeah, what do they say when they come up to you, man?
I don't know if I can repeat it on radio.
But, man, you can clean it up.
Clean it up?
Yeah.
This is what one woman said to me at the one show. I'll never forget this. She came up to me. She said, hey, what's your name again? And I was like, well, that's rude. I was just on stage for 30 minutes. She was like, I told her, I said, Burpee. And she said, no, not that name, your real name, because I can't scream that. I was like, oh.
Oh. 570-WPZ. I don't even want to hear no more.
No. It was the, I said, well, Burpee, because my wife right here.
57. That's actually a good one, though. 570-WPZ, 1-800-525-0098. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah. Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Power 98.
All right, ladies, it's a Working Women Wednesday inside the Madhouse. We're asking ladies this morning, 570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. In 2020, are y'all ladies still traditional and waiting on the guy to holler at you? Are ladies, are y'all shooting y'all shot at these guys and letting them know, hey, I'm attracted to you, I like you, I would like to take you out, or would you like to take me out? Are y'all shooting y'all shot more in 2020? Seen this posted all over social media about a week ago. 570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. Working Woman Wins, we doing it for the ladies. Ladies, tap in and let us know. I got some responses on my Instagram I'm going to read too. So.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday, and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she gonna do it. She gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working woman Wednesday. Working woman Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working woman, woman. Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
Working, working. Woman, woman. Wednesday.
Top to him, Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for a new hip hop at RB, 6:53, 7 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Talking to you ladies today about, hey, it's 2020. Are y'all ladies shooting y'all shot in 2020? Are y'all letting guys know, hey, I'm attracted to you. I would like to take you out, or would you like to take me out sometime? Or are y'all still traditional?
Or are y'all being lame and traditional?
Thank you, Burpee. I appreciate it. So that was the question. I seen it all over social media on last week. So I said, hey, that's a good Working Woman Wednesday topic. Let's talk to the ladies about it. So ladies, what y'all doing in 2020? Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with it? Who did?
This is Amanda calling from Hickory.
Amanda from Hickory. Amanda, 2020, y'all ladies, y'all shooting y'all shot, or y'all still traditionally waiting on a dude to shoot his shot?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I say that for the fact being, I won't come straight out like, hey, I like you, da da da. But I definitely first let him see the signs, like, you slow and you can't see the signs, then you save me some time.
So what are some of the ways you flirt? Like, what are some of the things you do to let a guy know that, hey, I'm interested in you, dummy, what do you want me to do?
you know, extra smiling, extra conversation, direct eye contact,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shoulder touch, arm touch, little stuff like that.
Don't be touching on me now. I'm
going to
know something.
I can't even say nothing.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling this morning. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
2020, ladies, what y'all doing? Y'all shooting y'all shot, or y'all just, you know, holding back and waiting on the guy?
What's up? This is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
What you doing in 2020? You shooting your shot, or you still waiting on them?
No, I'm shooting my shot.
Okay. Oh, you a shot shooter.
2020. Life is too short.
Life is too short. So how are you shooting your shot? Like, what are you doing to let them know?
I might slide in the DMs, or if I see them out or I see something I like, I might come up and say, hey, what's up? How are you?
So when you slide in the DM, what you saying in the DM? Yeah.
Nothing vulgar. I'm just letting them know that I see you and I'm interested.
So it's like, hey, what's up? I see you. I'm interested.
Oh, you too cute with it. You got to be aggressive.
I am aggressive. Shut up, Murphy.
Well, thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. Beverly said, shut up, baby. Seen in your DM.
Trying to be all cute. Don't be cute because you're on the radio.
All right, so Tina tapped in on my Instagram page. She said, listen, I'm very traditional. I ain't chasing no man. I don't give a damn if I like him more than I like cake. I ain't letting him know. He's just going to have to figure it out. We're going to have to figure it out together. Ashley tapped in. She said, listen, I am real. I am real. If I like it and I want it, I'm going to tell him. I like it and I want it. Point blank, period. Damn.
I think telling a dude that you like him is chasing him.
You think so? Or you said
I
you
don't?
Don't. You don't. Okay.
I don't think that.
You know what, Jessica? I don't think so either.
I think that, I mean, I think that chasing him is continuously going after him after he has told you, no, I'm not interested
mm-hmm.
in you. I think that that is chasing you. But if you don't know that a person is interested in you, then how can that be chasing you? I think that it is informing someone, okay. Not chasing.
You know what? I agree with that. But, you know, it's a lot of ladies that's still out there that really feel like, you know, if they're the first ones to say something, then they feel like that's chasing. Because, you know, a lot of ladies were brought up in that tradition and in that traditional way of how guy's supposed to court a girl and the guy's supposed to let a woman know, hey, that I like you and that I want to take you out.
I've heard that growing up, but I've never heard it phrased in a way of chasing.
Like, oh, no, I hear a lot of ladies say that.
If you approach the man first, it was never communicated to me as in that is the chase.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it has been communicated to me that you don't chase a man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, you let the man approach you first, but it was never
saying that you was chasing.
It was never communicated to me that when you do approach a man first, that is chasing him.
Mm. Well, I've seen a lot of ladies say that, especially on this post last week on social media. A lot of ladies, that's what they kept saying. I ain't chasing no man. I ain't letting him know nothing. He just got to figure it out. And I'm like, well, that's 2020. Come on now. He got to figure it out. But I definitely don't think it's chasing a man if you let a man know, hey, I'm interested. What's up? You know what I mean? It's just you putting it out there. I really think a lot of women can't deal with rejection.
Can't call me.
Come in. We used to dealing with rejection. I don't think y'all women could deal with rejection. Rejection, Miss Jessica. I don't think y'all could do it.
I hate it. Rejection.
Now chasing a man is what Monique did on the Parker the Professor.
Professor Ogilvy.
Yeah, that's chasing a man.
I mean, it is a known fact that men who shoot their shot, like, when they get rejected or turned down, the woman turns into a B word and everything else like that. So I don't know if it's too much of the woman can't handle rejection.
That's because women don't do it. But I think that because they don't do it often, that when it comes back, because
how many men are rejecting women out here?
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised, Jessica.
Yeah, right.
You'll be surprised.
Right.
You will be surprised. Lil Mose and Blueberry Fago. Whoo. Madhouse Shine is on the way. Pi 98. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yep. It's about to be my favorite time of the morning. We call it Let It Shine. I love hearing the goodness going on in people's lives. I love hearing the positivity. Just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. So if you got something good going on in your life, you know somebody who has something good going on in their life, like, you know, you want to give somebody a shout out, it's somebody's birthday, somebody started a business, somebody leveling up, your kids been doing their Zoom work, they just been acting right. Call up, man, let them shine. 570-WPEG. You know what we say, your kids doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! I ain't heard nobody shout their daddy out in a while, Bert.
Like
that ain't holding it down no more.
Right.
And somebody shot that dad out this morning.
Y'all at school at home now. Y'all
shot that out. Yeah, they don't forget about daddy.
I don't know.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse, it's time to let y'all shine. We said we want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Want to hear all that good stuff you got going on. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Shout out from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I would love to shout out my mom, whose birthday was yesterday, and my dad, whose birthday is tomorrow. I have two amazing parents, and I love them so much. Thank you guys for everything that you do.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning?
Yes, I want to let God shine. We always need to let God shine, but honey, I am pregnant after trying for 5 years, and I just want to let him shine.
Huh? Yeah, wait a minute. You say you've been pregnant for 5 years?
No, she's been trying.
I've been trying for 5 years.
I was about to say. I was like, what? This is a scientific miracle on the phone.
Praise God for that pregnancy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Oh, man, myself. I just got my CDLs, and, you know, all the corona stuff going on, it's hard to get a job. I finally got a job, and, like, I'm a convicted felon, you know. I come strictly with this thing, but I just want to let everybody know out there, like, you know, it's possible. You can do it.
Man, keep shining, big dog. Sir. Appreciate you, big homie.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that, man.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Good morning. Yeah, I want to let my son, Jameson, shine in pre-K. He's doing so well. And I want to let the light shine on Park Drive Studios. Come check us out. Book your session, 1413 Woodsboro Highway, Statesville. We love you, Power 98.
We love you back. Shining, Miss Jessica's on the way with that Nosy Neighbor News, dropping right around 7:24.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit as no cap.
Oh boy, you know I got updates on the big news that broke yesterday. Cardi B and Offset getting a divorce. Shaquille O'Neal is teaming up with someone to help black businesses, and Travis Scott is in some trouble. What's going on with Travis Scott?
He put too much sauce on his new burger from McDonald's. That's what happened.
That's funny. He signed a deal with Burger King, too.
He told them they can have it that way?
Yeah.
Find out what's going on with Travis Scott coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Lil Nas also has, Lil Nas X also has a new adventure. I've got details about that coming.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell?
Hey, nosy neighbors. Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, September 16th. The news of Cardi B divorcing Offset caught a lot of people off guard, including Cardi. Word is the rapper was caught off guard by how the divorce petition was presented. Allegedly, Cardi's lawyer put language in the petition which calls for primary custody of their two-year-old daughter, Culture, and that she wanted child support from Offset. However, this is not the case. So Cardi is amending the paperwork to ask for joint custody and no financial support from Offset. She wants this divorce to be amicable. Lil Nas X is dropping a children's book. It's called C is for Country. The book is about the journey of a young cowboy and his sidekick pony seeking adventures in one day. Really? Really, Burpee? He would have a pony as a sidekick. Burpee, it's a cowboy. Oh, just saying. All right. Using his alphabets. Golly, Burpee. It's about learning how to say your alphabets. Lil Nas X says C is for country. Goes out to every amazing kid out there who sing along to Old Town Road on repeat, and it changed my life forever. I hope this book inspires them to make learning the alphabet 1,000 times more fun. I'm so happy with how it turned out, and I can't wait for the world to see it. C is for Country is an entertaining alphabet book filled with bold and bright illustrations. So shout out to Lil Nas X for that. What is wrong with you?
Me and Burpee just trying to figure out what the rest of the alphabet. If C is for country, then never mind. Don't worry about it.
Shout out to the little cowboys.
Cowboys. Stop, Burpee.
Okay, I'm fine.
She's ignorant. It's a children's book.
I know.
We love the kids.
It's a little nonsense, too.
Children's book, Burpee. Travis Scott was celebrating his new McDonald's meal with a couple of 100 fans and got into a little bit of trouble. Fans showed up to a McDonald's in California to celebrate the $6 meal, but unfortunately, he didn't have the proper permits for the event or the proper permit to film the event. Word is over 500 people mobbed the rapper when he arrived. Luckily, no one was hurt. He received a fine, a $100 fine for each citation, which is $200 in total. Mm. Shaquille O'Neal is partnering with American Express to be a part of the coalition to back black businesses. Part of the effort includes $10 million in grants over the next 4 years to black-owned businesses. Businesses that want to apply for a $5,000 grant have until September 21st to do so. Finalists will be required to fill out more information and paperwork if chosen. O'Neal said American Express has always answered when he calls. Every time I've asked for something to help in the community, they've always been there. The grant program, I think it's beautiful. Happy birthday to Nick Jonas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Metro Boomin and Kyla Pratt. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
Power 98.
Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Lil Nas X. What does she say about Lil Nas X? What is he doing? 570 WPEG. First caller through. Miss Jessica, what you got for him, babe?
You are going to check out. What are we giving away for this one? You're going to check out that Mike Epps Hip Hop Party on Demand.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Lil Nas X. Well, what did she say about Lil Nas X? 570 WPEG. First call through, correct answer. You going to this Mike Epps virtual party?
Power 98. Hello, who is this?
This is Marcus. I'm from Waynesboro, North Carolina.
How are you doing this morning, Marcus?
I'm doing all right.
That is good. What did I say about Lil Nas X in the Nosy Neighbor News?
You said Lil Nas X will be coming out with a children's book. Look Cowboys.
I did not say it was for Lil Cowboys. Burpee said that.
Hey, it's going to be for Lil Cowboys and Lil Cowgirls across the world.
There you go,
big dog. You got it correct, and you just want a chance to see Mike Epps Hip Hop Party featuring Rakim, Dougie Fresh, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Greg Nice, and it's all hosted by Mike Epps. Streaming on demand for 2 weeks starting on October 9th. Tell us the station that is making you a winner.
WPEG Power 98.
You know what's coming up next inside the Madhouse, the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what Larry is mad about up next. Tap in with me. Chris Brown said, I know you a freak, love baby. I know you a freak, love baby. What'd you say, Burpee? They be singing.
That boy be singing.
You know what time it is inside the Madhouse? It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and it is 7:40. You know what happens at 7:40 inside the Madhouse? It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad?
Here we go again. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hottest hashtag on Instagram, and of course it is being brought to you by, we got some holiday cash for y'all. Y'all want some of this holiday cash? You can get it courtesy of Boost. That's right. $3,500 to spend on the holiday gifts. You can get it. Why not wrap up the worst year ever on a bright note? Enter right now at power98fm.com. The contest will end at midnight on September 28th. So midnight, September 28th, the contest is over. So log on to power98fm.com right now. Find out how you can enter to win $3,500 just in time for the holidays. Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost the love. Charlotte gone and boost the love. All right. Hashtag Larry Mad on my square page at I Am No Limit Larry. Listen, this is what Larry is mad about this morning. A case coming out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Not Lancaster, South Carolina. Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Officer shot and killed a mentally ill young man on Sunday. So they've been having riots up there. They had a big riot up. Well, a big protest. I'm going to say a big protest. Police and judge have called these riots at 3 a.m. in the morning. They arrested over a dozen people. They arrested over a dozen people on Monday night. And they went for a bail hearing. They went for a bail hearing on yesterday. And the judge set the bail for each one of them at $1 million. $1 million bail for a protest. And the judge said, I'm not gonna tolerate, we're not gonna tolerate in our city and in our county, we're not gonna tolerate these types of protests. All you protesters, when you asked to leave, you got to leave. He set the bail at $1 million for protesting, and AKA, he said they were inciting a riot. And also arrested was a juvenile. Now, they didn't say what the juvenile's bail was or if they let the juvenile go. However, the Constitution says that, you know, cruel and unusual punishment. This is what this is, Judge. This is cruel and unusual punishment. And I just did a Larry Mad the other day about a judge in Vegas telling a defense attorney not to wear her Black Lives Matter button in the courtroom. So this is what we talk about. These judges sit on these benches and they put what the things they don't like and things they feel like they have a strong feeling about. This is when things become extra excessive, and in the Constitution they call it cruel and unusual punishment. This right here does not fit the crime. Like $1 million bail for protesting? $1 million bail for protesting. I don't know what they got to do up there, but whatever they got to do, they need to find out who that judge is and have him removed from the bench, because that's terrible. $1 million bail for protesting. I've seen people do way more and get less of a bail. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. $1 million. That my mama have, my daddy have, my grandmama have. God.
No limit. Larry.
Yeah. Oh, Larry, I done thoughts. Cut that music off and cut my music on, please. Today's word is being brought to you by Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keeps it 100.
And today's word, let's get straight to the point, Larry. It's the biblical WAP. What? I say today's word is the biblical WAP.
The biblical WAP, like Cardi B and
like
Megan
Thee
Stallion.
Cardi B
song?
And Meg the Deaconess. Okay. Biblical WAP.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I'm not talking about the WAP you think is WAP. I'm talking about the religious WAP. Okay. The godly WAP. Huh. The Christian WAP. Huh. The church WAP. Huh. Cause WAP can have different meanings, huh? Sometimes I go to God with WAP. And by WAP, I mean with all praise. Do you hear what I'm saying, Larry?
I heard what you said.
Say biblical WAP.
Biblical WAP.
Say WAP. That's biblical.
WAP. That's biblical.
Turn to your neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I got biblical WAP.
I want some. I mean, I got some biblical WAP.
No. Don't you turn around God's words. WAP can mean plenty of things in the biblical terms, Larry, because with WAP, you got to have wisdom and pray. Do you see what I'm going with the WAP in the biblical terms, Larry? Wisdom and pray. Biblical WAP, words and prayer. I got that biblical WAP. I wade in the water and pray. Now, that's a couple of W's, but it's still W-A-P. Now, this might be my favorite kind of biblical WAP right here.
Uh-oh.
It's wine and peace offerings. I like that WAP. I like that WAP. Jesus came to a party and dropped WAP on a couple of people at that party. He said, oh, we don't have no more beverage. I don't want my people to be thirsty. And I want them to have something to offer to me. So you know what he did, Larry? He went to that party and dropped biblical WAP at the party. Wine and peace offerings. Turn to your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Wine and peace
offers. Wine and peace offers.
WAP.
WAP. Wine and pee.
Now, what's WAP backwards in the biblical terms, Larry?
Paul.
It's Paul. And you know what Paul is?
What is it?
Praise and worship. That's what I give God every day of the week, Larry. WAP ain't what you think it is. I got that biblical WAP. Turn to your neighbor, Larry. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I got the biblical WAP.
I got the biblical WAP.
I got the biblical WAP.
Biblical WAP.
No, say it just like that. I got the biblical WAP.
I got a biblical WAP. I got a biblical WAP.
The doors of the church are now.
Go get you some biblical WAP.
And those for Beverly Star.
What you thought? These folks got hit his no cap.
If you missed this news early on the Nosy Neighbor News, of course, you know Cardi B, the biggest news in the culture yesterday. Cardi B came out that she's a divorcing Offset. Did you see this one coming, Burp? Like, they've been so in love lately, though. They've been so in love lately.
It's a Hollywood marriage. I kind of
expect. You think it's, but I didn't see Cardi B and Offset as being a Hollywood marriage. You know, because both of them hood. Because he from Atlanta hood. She from New York hood. But I'm just saying, I didn't really see them as a Hollywood marriage. Of course, because you like Cardi B. You want her to be with
Cardi
you.
B. I'm glad she's single again.
See what I'm saying?
I got a shot.
No, you don't. You married.
Huh?
How you got a shot?
No, she's going to have to take this here. If I ever come across
the newness to it is that Cardi B said it was reported that she wanted child support from Offset and she wanted custody of the kids, and her lawyer filed that paperwork and she said that is not what she wanted. She wants it to be amicable, and that she
doesn't be what?
Amicable. And she doesn't want any child support.
Yeah.
And she wants joint custody, not full custody. So you think he cheated again?
I think so.
You could be hating on Offset because you want
no,
your shot.
No, I actually like Offset. I like them as a
couple.
As a married couple.
So what you think happened? What in your professional mess up opinion? What you think happened?
You never know, but in this case, 9 times out of 10, when the woman files for divorce, it's probably for some infidelity or something along those lines. So I'm just glad she's single.
Okay.
I don't care what the reason is. Cardi!
She's not checking for you, Burpee. Can you buy a Lambo? Can you buy a Lambo?
Yeah, one of them remote ones.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Culture don't even want that. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B on the radio. It's a We Family Wednesday. Today's We Family Wednesday. We're talking to Breonna Taylor case. It's Pot 98.
The morning turn-up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And yes, it is a Week Family Wednesday. Madhouse Nation, Madhouse Family. We got to talk about it. The Louisville, Kentucky Police Department decided to settle with the Breonna Taylor family. Historic settlement out there in Louisville. $12 million settlement. And they said, you know, they went on ahead and settled the wrongful death suit and civil negligence suit with the family and giving the family $12 million. And they also said they put in the suit put in the settlement that they're going to have sweeping police reform. Just wanted to tap in with Madhouse Nation and wanted to get your thoughts on it. What do you think about the settlement? Do you think the family should have waited until and continue to pursue, you know, the arrest of the cops in this case? Or do you think the family is going to drop that pursuit? Because I know what they've come out and said. Like, they've come out and said, you know, this is cool and everything, but it's not really enough. And that they're still going to pursue justice. But what do y'all think, Madhouse Nation? Because everywhere I went yesterday, everybody was talking about it. And, you know, a lot of people got a different opinions on it. They got a lot of different opinions on this. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. Breonna Taylor's family has won, or the police department has settled with them $12 million to pay the family of Breonna Taylor. I got some comments I can read that my big homie Chuck T posted it on his page yesterday. And I'll read some of those comments. And we want Madhouse Nation to tap in. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098, Power 98.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
So we Family Wednesday, we're talking about Breonna Taylor's case out in Kentucky. We already said, we already said that, you know, the family did win a settlement. Well, the police department decided to go ahead and settle the case. They gave the family $12 million. So we want to get your thoughts on it. What do you think? You think they're still going to go ahead and try to pursue what the family says is justice? Or you think they're just going to, you know, said, okay, we got the $12 million and we're good now. What do you think? Or what's your thoughts on it this morning? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't think as a mother there's any amount of money that any government can throw at me to make me feel that it's okay for my child to be dead. $12 million is a lot of money, but it's not going to bring her child back, and she's going to grieve with that. So I can absolutely pursue justice.
Okay, thank you, babe. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. What's your comment this morning?
Well, basically, I kind of feel like it was hush money. I felt like they gave them that money just to kind of, you know, take the smoke off of them. I don't see why they took the money if they're still going to pursue. I think the reform part of it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I don't believe they're going to do anything. We've had so much evidence that there really is no justification to arrest the cops. I think it goes further up as to who issued the warrant.
Right.
So I feel like that's the reason why the cops haven't been arrested and
right.
why there's been no talk about it, because they really don't have a reason to arrest the cops.
Right. So stop right there, Exclusive Treasure, because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of us as African Americans, we get in our feelings and we get emotional and we don't look at the legal side. I'm glad that you brought that point up, that a lot of people, I don't think they've looked at the point that on the legal side of things, like, as far as what happened, if you've been following the case and you know the details of the case, I don't know if you can arrest these officers.
You can, because their only job is to issue the warrant and take care of the warrant. They are not, they don't have the time or the energy to research and say, hey, was this warrant warranted? Like, they don't have the time to do that, because if they did not finish out that warrant, they would have been in big trouble. So they have to do what they're told, especially by their superiors. That's just the police way. They do what they are told. Now, when you look at the evidence and look at the reasons as to why the warrant was issued, why wasn't the communication there, because the person was already arrested,
mm-hmm.
that is where the issue is. So I think if there should be any type of of hammer put down, it should be on the higher people, not
right.
necessarily the cops.
Right.
But just to keep the focus on it, them taking the money, they took the money because who's not going to take $12 million, right? But as far as them taking the money, but we're still going to go towards you, what's the point? Like, usually when people settle, they settle and they move on. I'm not going to take your money and then still pursue you for something else. Like, if I'm going to give you $12 million, I'm going to give you $12 million for you to leave me alone. Not for you to still pursue me.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 570 WPG. We want to hear your opinion this morning. It's Pod 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, so we Family Wednesday aside, the Madhouse, discussing the Breonna Taylor's case, and, you know, newness to the cases that the family did go ahead and settle in the civil lawsuit, and they won $12 million, and the Louisville, Kentucky police also said they're going to do a sweeping police reform. What do y'all got to say about it, Madhouse Nation? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just want people to be educated on this situation and not get emotional.
Okay.
There are two different things between a civil trial and a criminal trial.
Yes, absolutely.
The AG is already meeting with the grand jury. So the fact that her family took $12 million has nothing to do with whether the case is going to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Crump's job is to get the money. He got the money. It's up to Daniel Cameron to go ahead and make sure that this case goes to trial. And I don't think that he will, personally, just because of what I've seen from him as a person. But the $12 million has nothing to do with the criminal charges. And people get so emotional. Oh, they just took $12
million. Mm-hmm.
They don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, and everything's going to stop. No, don't think about that. Think about no matter what, she's never coming back. So her family, you're going to pay me for my pain and suffering.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with the criminal charges. And I don't want people to get that misconstrued.
So let me ask you, because you seem very, very intelligent. Do you think, from your very intelligent opinion, that the officers will be charged in this case, knowing that, because it seems like you follow the case closely, and so many people don't. They just don't really follow cases closely, but it seems like you have. And I could be mistaken.
I have taken a vested interest in this because I find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think they will be fired. I don't know if it will necessarily go to trial.
Okay.
That is me being as hopeful as possible.
Right.
You know, you're thinking about an ambitious Republican attorney general who has his sights set on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot of political things that are in this. When you think about all of the lies that were told to get this no-knock warrant, things of that nature.
Okay, so stop right there. Stop right there. When mm-hmm. you said the lies that were told for the no-knock warrant, so that lie does not necessarily involve the officers who actually went into the house.
It actually does involve one of the officers, because one of the officers is the one who signed off to get the no-knock
okay.
warrant. And he is the one who doctored up a lot of the evidence mm-hmm. that came out that was leaked. And, you know, try to make it seem like Breonna Taylor was either a drug dealer or a money launderer.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have seen that. But
yes, because that's why they tried to get her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, who they were after, they tried to get him to say that she was a part of his enterprise that they're trying to charge him with.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of lies that were basically said in order for this no-knock warrant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ethical thing. I don't necessarily know if it goes to trial. I mean, I would like to see them go to jail, but just kind of knowing and seeing what we are in,
mm-hmm.
I think the best we get is they are fired.
Yeah. So with just that one officer involved in that part of it, so you could possibly charge him, but the other officers involved, you know, because what they say was their life was in danger, because once they got into the house, they were shot at. So
yeah.
How do you charge those other officers?
And that's why I can't see that you're charging those other officers, because they, whether lie or not, they were doing their job.
Right, right.
And, you know, that's a broad statement, but they were doing their job. And
yeah.
So, unfortunately, someone did die in them doing their job. but I just can't see them being charged with it. And I know a lot of people are probably angry about that. I just can't see it. I can see them being fired because they were, like, ethical and maybe some rules were broken, but I don't know if that's, you know, criminal.
Okay. Hey, thank you, very intelligent black woman.
Thank you so much. You guys have an awesome hump day.
All right, you too. Power 98, good morning.
Larry, how you doing, Larry?
Toodles, what you got, Toodles?
I am on one this morning. First of all, anybody knows, if you ever served in the military, you know, you just can't shoot if you're going to investigate anything. That's the military. That's a higher law.
Well, this wasn't an investigation.
Your ass would be locked up, and if them cops would have been going after a white assailant or a white person, period, they wouldn't have been looking to shoot. They would have ran their asses back out when somebody would have started shooting. So first of all, yeah, I would have took the money, and I would have got the mayor in my back pocket. I would have got the local officials in my back pocket, and then I would have hired me a real shooter. I ain't speaking for y'all, I'm speaking for two. Because you take one of mine, I'm going to take Malcolm X's side, and I'm going to take two of yours. That's just real, and that's the only way this thing going to stop.
Thank you, Toodles.
Just be real.
Thank you, big homie.
And I still love y'all, though.
Bye, Toodles. Bye!
And you, Burger Man, I ever saw I know other husband talking to him no more.
Bye, Toodles, bye!
Bye, Toodles, bye!
Somehow, ain't nobody screaming your name. Nobody. I bet I ever hit a husband somebody she's screaming your name.
Bye, Toodles, bye!
Bye!
I hate him. Thank you for calling this morning and listening. I appreciate you, though, Toodles, but I hate him at the same time. All right, man, if you didn't get your comment in, you can definitely leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Coming up, we want you to be filthy rich with us. We're going to give you $100 in money. Well, we got a $100 gift card for you. If you call in and tell us some filthy business about you or your family. Something next inside of Madhouse. It's money time. What time is it? It's money time. Perfect. What time is it? It's money time. But you got to work for this money. Yeah, we just not gonna give it to you. We ain't gonna just give you the $100 gift card. You got to work for this money. This is the work you have to do for this money. You have to, you know, tell us because we want to, you know, help make you a little bit filthy rich. So you gotta, tell us some of your family business. You gotta air out some filthy laundry about you or your family. If you do so, we're going to give you a $100 gift card, and you will be qualified for the grand prize of $1,000. And make sure you don't you miss the premiere of Filthy Rich next Monday, September 21st at 9 on Fox 46. Log on to power98fm.com for details. But if you want to tell us, you want to air out some filthy laundry and win this $100 gift card, 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. Hit us up. Lil' Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Lil Baby right there. Yeah, with that, the Bigger Picture, love that joint right there. First album, certified double platinum this year too, Lil Baby's, My Turn album, so shout out to him for that. And y'all know what time it is. It's time for somebody to air out their filth, their laundry, to, win this $100 gift card and qualify for $1,000 in the Filthy Rich contest. You know you gotta check that out Monday. Next Monday, September 21st at 9 on Fox 46. All right, good morning. Who is this airing out their filthy laundry?
This is Star.
Oh, you ain't got to say anything. You're right. My bad. Hey, how you doing? And you want to tell us some filthy laundry so you can win this $100 gift card?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, well, what you got for us?
Well, dang. How about come find out me and my aunt scream the same name? Me and my aunt. But long story short, it's my baby daddy. And she older than me.
Oh.
That part.
So wait a minute. So you and your aunt are sleeping with the same man who is your baby daddy. So how did your aunt come into play who's older than you? Huh?
I just found out.
How did you find out?
Cause it was just told to me. I got home early and I seen some things and it went real right. And I passed out today.
And it went real right and they told you like they sleeping together. So what you gonna do?
Yeah.
What you gonna do about it now though?
Well, I'm gonna do about it.
Yeah.
Oh, they can help each other. I don't want that. I don't need that.
So you ain't gonna sleep with
her? I ain't gonna tell me what she doing. I can't do that. No.
You ain't gonna sleep with
her? We can't jump out each other.
You ain't gonna sleep with him no more?
Oh, no. No. That, dude, I'm gone right now. I'm in my vehicle right now. Gone.
Hey, I got you, baby, for telling us that filthy laundry. You got a $100 gift card. Also, you're going to be qualified for the grand prize of $1,000. And make sure you don't miss the premiere of 50 Rich next Monday, September 21st at 9 on Fox 46. Hey, listen. Tell everybody out there who making you a winner for airing out your filthy laundry.
Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Madhouse question of the day, boy, goes down inside the Madhouse. We drop it on y'all. We do it on our social media. And, yeah, we want to hear from y'all, and that's what time it is. All right, what was that question of the day, Ms. Jessica?
We were talking about the versus battle. It was suggested that Janet and Missy do a versus battle. Now, at first, Swiss Beat said, no, that's not a good matchup, and people sort of took it as he was dissing one of them. But then Swiss Beat said, no, I'm just saying that that's not a good matchup. And so we asked you, do you think, do you agree with Swiss Beats that Janet versus Missy isn't a good match?
I Am Basketball Mama says, yes, I agree with Swiss. New VMP says, no, that should never happen. Also Good, a.k.a. my sister, said, I suggested to Swiss maybe Missy and Esther Dean. I think Esther slept on. I know Esther writes and produces, too, but I'm not sure how her extensive her catalog is. Probably about 4 songs. I'm just kidding. Miss Candy Baby said, yep, I have to agree with Swiss. DJ Chuck T tapped in. He said, this is horrible. I don't know what. No, he said no. No, Swiss. We should not do this. So he agrees with Swiss Beats as well. And Shatana Brianna said, it isn't that I don't know, but Janet say half the time and Missy, I don't know what Janet says half the time. And Missy is our own species, so nobody could compete with Missy. So she agrees with Swiss too.
Everybody on my page says no, that this is not a good matchup. Some of the ones that they offered up, God's Grip said Janet versus Mariah. Idea, I think that's, I'm not sure I pronounced this person's name, said Janet versus Mary J. Blige. Styles by T. Nicole says Janet Jackson versus Madonna would be nice. Vane Major says styles are completely different. Missy would be better match for someone like Busta Rhymes, and Janet is difficult to match up, but maybe Mariah, and that's still a clash.
I had Alpha MJ said, it is two totally different lanes. Maybe Janet versus Beyonce or Madonna, but not Missy. Everybody else agreed and said that it's not a good matchup. Not that either one of them are bad. It's just that the two of them, like you said, they don't go together.
Hashtag on this thing.
Hey, guys, let's just play our phones while I'm talking. That's cool.
My phone just went off. I'm sorry. I was closing out my Instagram.
It's cool.
I was closing out my Instagram.
It's okay, guys.
It's on Instagram. I was closing it out. I'm sorry. I was reading my Instagram page. Closing it out, I was getting the comments. I don't know where I started talking. He just wanted to talk on his own. All right, speaking of talking, man, you just hear it on that voicemail. You know what time it is, 704-227-8780. Anything you heard on the show you want to comment on, you can. Go ahead.
Jessica and Berthy, I'm agreeing with you on this. No Missy and no Janet. It is no comparison. You want to listen to how and then go to I Miss You. Nah, it's just no Janet. I don't know who Janet could go up against, really.
Good morning, Madhouse. It's your girl, Lisa Ice, of course. You know this morning is my baby's cousin's birthday. Happy birthday, Carrie Massey, down there in Monroe, North Carolina.
This is Mr. What the Hell, Cardi B, holler at your boy. I got something that'll reach that thing in the back of your throat. And did y'all see your ignorant-ass president on TV last night? Did not answer one question, blamed everything on everybody else, and made up lies on the fly. Please vote this orange fat line bastard out in November. And no limit, you and that damn burpee. Y'all almost made me wreck 10 times yesterday. You talking about you like that song called You Nasty, and burpee with the pump planks. But burpee, you ain't lie about them pump planks. Morning, Madhouse. I love y'all, because y'all keep me alive from 5:50 to 10 a.m. Y'all keep me out of bitches and getting stitches. But I swear to God, you and that damn baby, no limit, y'all make me think of the same damn time.
morning, Mad Gas, old Chris. I think we need to do a versus with Toodles and Mr. What the Hell. Because you think about them, they got a lot in common. He drive trucks and I own trucks. He think he a boss and I'm a real boss. I never take losses. He loses all the time. He runs his mouth and I shut mouth. He talks about ass and I bust ass. He tell jokes and I create jokes. Mr. What the Hell, I don't think you want no smoke, do you? You want some smoke? I don't think so.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. That would be for the culture, for the madhouse culture. Toodles versus Miss What the Hell. I like it.
I don't mind seeing that.
Let's line it up, guys. You heard anything you want to show you want to comment on, make sure you tap in.
Toodles can't sing the songs, though.
What you mean?
In the verses battle.
I don't think Toodles want to sing at all. I think he's trying to make Mr. What the Hell sing.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
Here comes the neighborhood. Here comes the neighborhood.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here. Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, September 16th. The news of Cardi B divorcing Offset caught a lot of people off guard, including Cardi B. Word is the rapper was caught off guard by how the divorce petition was presented. Allegedly, Cardi's lawyer put language in the petition which called for primary custody of their two-year-old daughter, Culture, and that she wanted child support from Offset. However, this isn't the case, so Cardi is amending the paperwork to ask for joint custody and no financial support from Offset. She wants this divorce to be amicable.
That's good.
This one did catch me off guard, though. I was like, whoa, what in the world when it came down?
It seemed like they've been so in love, but hey, you know.
I have a feeling that a bigger story is going to follow this one as to what led to this divorce. Lil Nas is dropping a children's book called C is for Country. The book is about the journey of a young cowboy and his sidekick pony seeking adventure in one day by using the ABCs. Lil Nas X says C is for Country goes out to every amazing kid out there who sang along to Old Town Road on repeat and helped change my life forever. I hope this book inspires them and makes learning the alphabet 1,000 times more fun. I am happy with how it turned out and can't wait for the world to see it. Shout out to him.
Yes. And D is for dog.
Travis Scott is celebrating with his new McDonald's meal. He had a couple of hundred fans that got into a little bit of trouble. Well, he got into a little bit of trouble. Fans showed up at a McDonald's in California to celebrate his $6 meal, but unfortunately, he didn't have the proper permit for the event or the permit to film the event. Word is over 500 people mobbed the rapper when he arrived. Luckily, no one was hurt. He received a fine for each citation, so $200 in total, which is chump change.
Man, go get your permits, man.
Did y'all see the video?
I did not.
It was crazy, but you know Travis Starr is all about that rock star lifestyle, so I'm sure he loved every minute of it, but it was crazy, and it really is good that nobody got hurt, because there were a lot of people out there, and nobody had on any masks, and nobody was social distancing. It was crazy. Shaquille O'Neal is partnering with American Express to be a part of the coalition to back Black businesses. Part of the effort includes $10 million in grants over the next 4 years to Black-owned businesses. If you want to apply for the $5,000 grant, you have until September 21st to do so. Finalists will be required to fill out more information if chosen. O'Neal says that American Express always answers whenever he calls. He says, every time I've asked for something to help in the community, they've always been there. This grant program, I think it is beautiful. Shout out to Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
American Express for doing that.
Diesel.
Happy birthday to Nick Jonas, Metro Boomin, and Kyla Pratt. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.